The always grinding mindset is not sustainable, but a life of rest will never allow us to achieve our goals. On this podcast, we will explore the duality of performance training and performance recovery in order to optimize an active, purposeful lifestyle. We talk about intentional discomfort and strategic recovery. I am Dr. Caleb Kaufman, and this is the Duality Labs podcast.
I feel like we all have disadvantages, but you just gotta use the best. Like, I actually have a lot of disadvantages as a pro boxer. Like, I'm typically short for the weight class. I'm not that big. I'm not small either. My arm length is pretty short too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really like athletic. Like, I built athleticism through like the hard work I put in, but like I have all these disadvantages that really I shouldn't even be a boxer. My hands are pretty small too. But
I'm trying to stretch them out.
Yeah,
you.
Exactly. But you know, am I gonna complain about it or am I gonna?
You're gonna work through it.
Yeah.
You're gonna use those disadvantages as an advantage.
Right. We need to get more people to box or fight or do jiu-jitsu.
Or at least learn how to do it. I think it's a great confidence builder. My kids love it. Absolutely love it. They love the training.
That's the hardest part.
My 2-year-old daughter.
Oh yeah.
I say real fight, and she goes like this.
Oh, yeah.
She does two hands at once. I don't know if that's a new skill that she learned from somebody, but
so she's attacking.
Yeah. So 5 professional fights.
Yeah.
How many amateur?
About 150.
Jeez, dude. Yeah. How many years?
That to get 150?
Yeah.
That probably took me like 14 years.
When did you start amateur?
8. I was 8. Okay. Well, my first amateur fight I was at 9, so.
Jeez, do you remember it?
Yeah. Right. Like it was just yesterday.
How'd it go?
How
big were you? Were you like this little?
I was tiny, dude. I was like 65 pounds. I wasn't hurting nobody. But that's another crazy story, if you don't mind me telling you.
Yeah, please.
So a lot of people nowadays ask me, like, what got you into boxing? And I say, God. And this is why. It has to do with that first fight. Because I was 9. My opponent was 10, which is my sparring partner. And you know, when you're that young, that 1 year and
huge difference. That's 10% of your age.
Exactly. So he wouldn't beat me up in sparring, but he would beat me in sparring. Like, not that there was a winner, but like, all right, this guy got the best of it. And then come fight day, I'm like I wasn't thinking in my head, I can't win this. I was just thinking, I'm gonna try my butt off, try my best.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up winning the fight. I'm like, what? Like, I would always get beat in sparring.
Uh-huh.
And I just won today, like when it counts. And the reason I say God is because since I won that fight, I fell in love.
Uh-huh.
If I didn't win that fight, I could have easily fallen off and never boxed again.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I say God.
So the success.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And then you did some, so 9 years old, eight, 9 years old, you had your fights. And then as you progressed through middle school, elementary, middle school, high school, was it same thing, just amateur fights? And then you went and at what point did you get to that higher level?
I think around 18 years old. I mean, I got higher before that, but 18 years old was like, okay, well, am I going to do this for real? Because at this point, I was like at least 10, 11 years in.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing the math correctly. But then I went to college, and then it was like, okay, well, now I'm definitely not taking it serious because I'm doing college right now. And then mm-hmm. that was a very sensitive period where, like, I had to choose, don't want to box or don't want to go to school. And I'm like, no, I want to do both. So I did both. Barely, I scraped by,
uh-huh.
But I did it. And then once I finished my college career, then I was like, all right, well, now it's time to turn pro. And that's when it really got serious.
Yeah. Open and close for me, please. At what point were you? Because you got some title in California, right?
Yeah, the California State Champion. Yeah.
What and when was that?
That was also amateur. That was that was 3 years in a row, actually.
Is it like a tournament where you go through people, or is it looking at the record for the year? How do they determine that? Is it?
No, it's a single elimination. So you win at the local level, then you win at the regional mm-hmm. level, and then you win at the state level.
Okay,
that's how you become champ. And then you go to nationals, but that's another one.
And then you boxed for USA?
Yeah, I was formerly ranked number two, and then I lost to the winner, and so that made me number two. That made him number one. Mm-hmm. So I was the alternate if anything happened. But that got me a lot of international experience.
Cool.
So I got to fight. I got to fight Russia, Poland. I fought Germany, maybe a few other countries. But that was like. That was crazy too, because they fight without headgear overseas as an amateur.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't care about CTE.
Yeah, they don't. Nah. Well, I mean, I think it's like, I don't know. I guess technically, since we're getting ready for the Olympics, but at the same time, if you have a whole tournament, that's way too much like cuts and bruises.
Yeah, yeah.
Way too much.
Man,